development. This is very exciting for your company.
Okay, thank you. Is this George?
It is.
George, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area, and I know you're speaking to Maria. She does a pretty good job of explaining kind of the basics of what we do. But do you have any questions as far as how the listing works, how we can get you more, you know, more jobs, leads?
Yeah, I want to. What? How does it work?
Great question. Right. So it's very simple. First and foremost, just want to verify a few things. Right. I don't see that you have a Google business profile. Am I missing one by chance, or do you not have one?
No, I don't.
Okay, got it. What I see for your company online, because we're Google partners, we're able to see exactly what you have listed, is you have a Yelp listing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. So the first thing we would do, it's a very simple process for us to do, is get you verified on Google, having what's called a Google business profile. So when you go on Google and you're looking for, hamburger, pizza place, taco shop, whatever the case may be, and then you're going to the map section on Google, and you see where the little red dot and the business is located, kind of shows you a website if they have one, right? You're familiar with that section?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So that's the first thing we would do. We would get you verified and make sure that not only verified, but programmed on Google. So just to kind of paint the picture for you, you're doing HVAC, right? Heating and cooling?
Correct.
Right. So just to kind of put it out there so that you can kind of have a better understanding, is if I were in your own city right now and you're in Warren, I used to live in Ohio, so I can definitely see the benefit of having an HVAC company around there, especially now. You got companies like Flame Heating and Cooling, Aladdin, Done Right Heating and Cooling. Have you heard of any of these companies? Warren Furnace?
Yes, I have.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so those are, there's, you know, some examples of companies that are listed on that first page of Google. So that's where we would have a listing available, is getting the programming done for your business so that way you come up as a top recommended option. All right, so that would be the first step. The second step, or the second thing we would do, is we would not only have your company on Google, we would create what's called a directory submission. So we would put you on Apple Maps, right? We would put you on Facebook and have Facebook retargeting ads. We would put you on Apple, right? So that's, you know, obviously the for the iPhones. Bing, which is another search engine, and then we would have you on the voice-activated searches. So what we're doing here in a nutshell is getting you listed all across the Internet when people are looking for the services you offer. And, I have a question. I don't see a website for the company, right, like a www.williamsheatandcool.com?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's another thing we would be able to do for you. I see that you posted, I think, three pictures. I think one's a thermostat. The other one's like a furnace, right? That's pretty unique. It's like a little tiny furnace. That's cool. I never seen one that actually. But
looking at the one that you have kind of in the closet.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Well, one of my proudest moments.
I like it. Yeah, that is so cool. I never.
So I roll for a furnace. We can put it in the closet.
that is so cool. That is awesome. Well, I mean, you know, especially when I used to live in Cleveland. I mean, you got the lake effect, and that was it was crazy. So much snow, and you definitely need heat out there for sure. And then especially in the summer too, it gets a little muggy, humidity. So, you know. I could see it's a profitable business to have it out there. But, that's what we would do. We would create a website for you. So the reason why I ask if you don't have a website is in order for us to get you placement and ranking on Google, you have to have a website. So that's something that we would be able to do for your business, is have a website so then people can actually see, you know, the work you've done, the services you offer. They can book an appointment from the website. So it's something that people can look at and they can have us reference when it comes to the work you do, right? So,
mm-hmm.
What's happening right now, just to kind of give you an idea, in the past 30 days from the 7th of December to the 7th of, well, today's the 7th, 30 days, in about a 50-mile radius. I don't know how far you're willing to travel for any clients. How far would you be willing to travel?
20 miles.
Okay, gotcha. So I went a little overhead. We usually have an average of 50 miles, but let me reduce it. Because for 50 miles, there was 1,213 searches for HVAC services in a 50-mile radius. So if you want to stick to 20 miles, let me just adjust that. All right, 743, which is not bad. So there's been 743 people looking for your services. Well, just the keyword HVAC. So obviously we can, you know, have different keywords for different services you offer.
Per what?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said 700 searches?
Yeah, 743 searches for HVAC services in the past 30 days.
In 30 days, okay.
Yeah, which means that's all the companies that I name, like Plain Heating, Aladdin, Dunn, Warren, R&R, McCarver, Temp, One. These guys are pretty much capitalizing on those opportunities. And that's where, you know, if you would have your company listed there, you could definitely capitalize on those jobs, right? Especially for this year to come, right? So, you know, winter's still not over. It's like,
what is it going to cost?
Right, so here's what I can do for you. So you have Yelp. When did you sign up for Yelp? I can probably give you a Yelp credit. We're Yelp partners as well. A year ago?
About a year.
Okay, cool. All right, sounds good. So something like this, I could waive your setup fee. Why not? I'll do that for you. So we usually have a programming setup fee to get you programmed since you don't have anything on Google or don't have a website, a domain. You know, so you're very limited when it comes to online presence. You do have a Yelp listing, but if you're trying to be, you know, cost effective and something that can work for you, I can make that happen. So as far as something like this, I can get you in at $299, and that would be a flat rate. That's $299 monthly. So that would be about $10 per day to get your company listed on Google, have your website, have people calling you directly from Google.
Right? Hold on for a second, please.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so $299 a month.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's $299 a month. There is. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. Wait a minute. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you ever work with Local Splash before?
Local who?
Local Splash.
I think I have.
I'm looking at your at the notes. George Howard.
Yeah, okay. I've worked with Local Splash.
Yeah,
I recognize that name.
hold on. You didn't really start. Like you started the campaign, but you didn't go through it all the way in. So you probably not. Yeah, you started with, here's the thing. I can see here in the notes right now. So it looks like you started with us on the first, actually like a year ago, on 1-3-2025. And then you called back in, you never completed your onboarding call. So something, you got scared or something. I don't know what happened there, George.
I don't even remember. I do remember working with that company, but I don't remember the details.
So here's the notes. I got the notes here for you, okay? So here you go. You signed up and paid for the programming on 1-3-2025, and this was at 10:57 a.m. And then and you talked to Mario. That's the guy you talked to initially. Then we had what's called an onboarding call to get your, you know, that's what we do. We usually have an onboarding call to get everything situated. and you never answer for the onboarding call, and you it says here the notes. But the very next day, so something happened. I don't know if you got like the cold feet, right? But it says client called, but client declined or decided not to continue with service. So I don't know why you didn't continue with the service, which is very strange. But anyhow, so
it might have been the pricing. I don't know.
Actually, the pricing was more than what you paid, what I'm offering you now. Oh, you know what it was?
It
was a setup fee. Yeah, so they included a setup fee. I'm waiving the setup fee for you. Yeah.
What is the setup fee?
So usually a setup fee is $99. So I could see here it was over $300. It was $3. It doesn't show me what exactly because I can't. Since I'm an employee, I can't see billing. But it was over $300, so then the next day you decided not to move forward. But you didn't even start the service. Like you saw value in it, but you just didn't start the service. The price that I got you in is $299. It's much more affordable. But it's just waiving your setup fee. The reason why we charge a setup fee, George, is because we have to buy a domain for you. What's the domain? It's a www.williamsheatandcool.com. That's a domain, right? And what we do is we have to get you programmed into Google, right? That's why we charge a setup fee. So I can understand why they attach that on, but you know, I don't know why you canceled. You just the notes just says client decided not to continue. So something happened, maybe, you know, once again you got cold feet or you know, but you wanted to give this a try 1 year ago. Wow. Let me ask you this, how was business last year? Let me ask you that, George.
Business was fine.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. No problems.
Were you able to take on more clients?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I mean, having your online presence and having those clients to look for you, I mean, that's let me ask you this. How are you getting new clients now?
Referrals.
Referrals, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So word of mouth referrals. Okay. Yeah, that's the best form of marketing for sure. Here's two things that I see, okay? So number one is, and this is just me, and this is what a lot of people do nowadays. And once again, if you want the service, great. If you don't, there's no harm done. It's your business, right, at the end of the day. But, you know, if I get someone referred to me, okay, this just happened to me. We're in California, so all the Google partners are in California. And I don't know if you know, but in California it really doesn't snow, but we do get some rain. We got a lot of rain this year. So 2 weeks ago, I got a leak right where my AC unit was. So they put the AC unit, got a brand new AC unit installed last year, but then they have to kind of cover around the AC unit with like some tar type of thing. I don't know what it's called. You know more than I do, probably.
Hello.
So then I start getting a leak. And the first thing I do is like, I just moved to this house. I'm new to the area. I don't know anybody. Usually my contacts are in a different city. So then I had to go on to Google. I had a couple references of people on Facebook and stuff, but the fact of the matter is this. If someone is referring me to someone and I don't see any online presence or visibility, I'm not calling you at all whatsoever. I don't care if you're a good friend of mine. I don't care if you're, you know, a colleague, whatever the case may be. Because I've had experiences where someone refers me someone and it's not great. For example, a restaurant, whatever the place is, they might have had a good experience, but I always go online and check out their online credibility. So if the company has a good online presence, they have good online reviews, they have a website, that makes me, as a consumer, feel better. So those can be missed opportunities as well. If someone's referring you, those can be, you know, look up your name and then try to see what you do. And, you know, so that could be a benefit. And also the customers looking at what you can do. So for $299, if you're looking for more clients and you want to have that online presence, you know, it's not too bad of a, you know, of a price point.
So if I decide to do that and I decided by March that wasn't working for me, I could cancel.
Well, you canceled already.
I don't think I ever started.
Well, yeah, you're okay. Let me take that back. My apologies, George. You're right. You never start. You're right. Yes, you can cancel. So what we do ask is we ask you to give us some time, right? But yeah, this is not a long-term contract or commitment. We want to make sure you're seeing the results and the success for this, right? If you're not seeing results or success, why would you keep the service? But at least give us a shot. At least give us more than one day to really prove that that we can do this for you. You know what I mean? Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. To answer your question, you can cancel after, you know, you'd be with us for 3 months at that point, 100%. Why not?
Okay. Are you able to send me an email?
Send you an email?
Yeah, send me an email with your contact information.
Yeah, of course. I'll do that right as we speak, yeah. I'll send that right now. Give me 1 second. All right. I'm doing that right now. Local Splash. All right. I'll just put that in here. And the price, so I'm going to put here that I'm waiving your setup fee as well. That way you're not, we don't charge you that. So I'll just put waived on here as far as, like, you know, the email. It has a breakdown of, it literally has a breakdown of everything we're going to do for you, George. You know what I mean? So it's just going to be very straightforward. But I'm going to put here for the base product setup fee, I'll put 0 and I'll put waived. So that way we're not charging that $99. So it would be a flat rate of $299, and that would be month to month. And there's no long-term contracts. So you don't have to marry us, right? At the end of the day, you gotta see the results in order for this to make sense. Yeah. So it's already in your inbox, George. I already got that ready for you. I mean, for something like this, I mean, is this something that you see value in, something you feel can benefit your business for this new year to get those clients coming in, more online visibility?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, what's the time frame to follow up with you, or what's, you know, is it?
Let's follow up on Tuesday.
Tuesday
next week? Yeah, next Tuesday.
Okay, what time next Tuesday?
This time is good.
All right, let me check this out real quick. Okay. Put you on Tuesday of next week. This time, okay, it's about the. Yeah, I actually have an appointment. Can you do an hour? Like, would you be able to do maybe 5 p.m.? Does that work for you? 5 p.m.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I pretty much put everything down as far as pricing and everything, you know, you kind of need in order to have, you know, that in front of you. Yeah, just on Friday, George, I think you're a very straightforward guy, and, you know, I think we had a really good conversation. Hopefully, you know, if you do decide, we can work with you and help you out. But all I ask is for you to let me know if it's a yes or no. I don't like contacting people that are really not interested in what we have to offer. You see what I mean? Just like you wouldn't want anybody to call.
Oh, I wouldn't invite you back if it wasn't something I was interested in.
Well, you didn't know, right? Or did you know it was Local Splash?
Yes. I remember Local Splash.
I had no idea.
The only people call me for stuff, advertising and stuff like that, a day.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah, well, I mean, we're a familiar name, and, you know, just if you give us an opportunity to work with you, we'll show you results, and, you know, we can go from there. So I'll call you next Tuesday around this time, and then around 5, excuse me. It's already 6. And then we can go from there. Does that sound fair to you?
Sounds good.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I don't know, how's the weather out there? Snowing still? I saw like a lot of crazy stuff on the news.
No, it's mild. It's mild right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got some friends in Ohio, and like a few weeks back, it was just like heavy snow, and he was having to plow. He drives like those plows, so.
Yeah, no, we haven't had that kind of weather in about 5 years, about 8 years.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. Because he lives right next to Lake Erie, so it gets crazy, right, with the lake effect. So he was super busy a couple weeks back, and that's one thing I don't miss about Ohio is the snow. you know. So, crazy.
All right,
okay.
Thank you so much. I'll
right,
follow up with you
next week. All right, thank you. Talk to you soon. All right,
thank you.